Hey everybody, gratefully recovering compulsive overeater Patty. I was trying to get on my husband's computer, but anyway, I'm here with you now on my setup. Anyway, I'm a gratefully recovering compulsive overeater. So grateful to be here with you tonight. I have my friend Alan Kay. Alan, can you please put up my first earlier picture? I started coming to Overeaters Anonymous in 1989. My top weight was 330 pounds. You can see all of me right there in a denim shirt. I was a size 50 in this store called The Avenue. It was in Oakland. And it was a little bit better than it had been for me because when I started getting fat, there was Lane Bryant, but they had really kind of real ugly clothes. And also, there was a catalog. I'm not advertising this. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to welcome Justin, Anne Marie, and Madine. I'm not sure I pronounced that correctly. I think those are the three newcomers that I heard tonight. And if you're new here, this is the only place I ever had a chance. I went to all those commercial places and never got any relief. And also, then I kept trying to do it on my own. And that doing on my own really never worked. I mean, it was just a disaster. So anyway, I started coming in 1989. There's actually somebody here who I've met in, I don't know, he was here 25 years. I've been here 35 years already, more than half of my life. So I want to start in the beginning here. And I want to, some people say, you know what it was like. I don't share that way. I have to tell you the details. That's how my sponsor taught me to share. So in 1989, I came in and I was so desperate. There wasn't, I had no chance. I had no chance of having anything. All I kept doing was eating. That was it. I would eat, and then I would eat some more, and I'd go to another place and I'd eat some more. And that's all it was about, just eating. Eating and eating and eating until the food was going to come out of my nose. And I think that some of the people here tonight, some of you will understand that if you're a sensory person. So let me just give my qualification. I started at 330. That was my top weight. And my low weight was 114 in this program. And right at the moment, I weigh between 159 and 164. I will tell you, I got a kidney transplant 3+ years ago. And so that's part of the reason my weight is Alan, can you put the other picture on just for a second, the current one, and then I can just there's me now. Well, that was last spring. So it's a little bit different. My curly hair is not a permanent. It just happened from my medication. That's enough of that. Thanks, Alan. So anyway, so that's what I look like now, or I did in the spring. Anyway, so how'd I get here? First, I got here because I was working in San Francisco as a personal recruiter. I made a lot of money. But once I had a PP accident, I had to have my secretary, who was a guy, go to Lane Bryant and get me clothes because I peed on myself. I couldn't even get up from my chair. I mean, that was the epitome of my compulsive overeating. That's what happened to my body. Just went totally ape. So I was working in San Francisco, and one day this very slender young gal, so this was in 1989, and she was wearing a three-piece suit, with a little vest, a little jacket, a little skirt, and high-heel shoes. She was really a doll. And we hit it off, and I got her a couple of interviews. And it went, when the end of the end of the interview, she said to me, "What are you doing tonight?" And you know what? I was going to eat boxes and bags. I was going to the Safeway. I had that was my in my plan. And she said, I'm going to go to this meeting. She didn't tell me what kind of meeting it was. For all I knew, it was like a pyramid scheme. I mean, I really, or a Christian thing, or who knows. But she said it was at 8 o'clock on California Street downstairs. She gave me the exact information. By the way, there was a big flag there from the church. And it was downstairs in that meeting room. So I went home on the bus at 5:30. Got home, had a quick bite to eat, and I got back in my car and went to, I got in my car since I had taken the bus, got in my car and drove into San Francisco. And I got to the meeting, and that woman, this young woman, she was the speaker. at the meeting. It's a century meeting. This is the exact meeting. And she was maintaining a 200-pound weight loss. You would never have known that. I guess if she took her clothes off, maybe you would have seen. But she was just spectacular. And I came to that meeting and I was home. I never had to go anywhere else to find solace for my compulsive overeating. And by the way, I was also sober. I got sober in 82. But I'll tell you what, sobriety is very different. You always have to drink something. You don't have to drink alcoholically, but the food is a very different entity. And for those of you who came from the other program may know that. But anyway, so I want to just tell you what happened. So I started coming to meetings. And I remember they had tea, and that was something that didn't require any abstinence. So, and they had these big pots. And I came from a kitchen. That's where I was always in the kitchen. That's where I worked. I started as 12 years old. I worked in a deli. I worked in the back. And that was where the food really took off. But I was always chubby, but I was lovable. And everybody loved me, even though I was fat, except my mother. My mother started telling me when I was a little kid that if you're fat, nobody's going to love you. And it's not true. There's nothing. No truth in that at all for anybody who had that kind of mother. It's not true. But I have to tell you that I'm 68 now, and it took me almost 30 years because my mother's gone 30 years. When I was 65, I stopped hearing her voice in my head. And I've been married 20 years. So obviously my husband loves me. I mean, we wouldn't be together if there wasn't any love there. So I started doing that. I set up the chairs. I did the coffee. They had coffee, they had tea. Oh, we had so many kinds of tea. You couldn't believe it. So people came early and hung around. And there's also a 7:30 beginner meeting. And sometimes we even went upstairs because they had a community meeting downstairs. And we got to be in the beautiful lights, beautiful windows, stained glass windows. And that's where I learned about OA. And I started working the steps in OA right away. Came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. I came to believe that a power greater than myself. Now, we can all have our own concept of a higher power, and that really works for me. You can call God whatever you want to call God, or you don't have to have God. Good orderly direction is God to me. But I never thought of God as like in human form. I always thought of God as nature. And working the steps. Okay, so I worked the steps. So before the steps, I had a sponsor who taught me about the gray sheet. Here's the gray sheet. It's a gray sheet. Anybody wants one, I can give you the information to get it. I can actually send it to you. And on the gray sheet, there's a paragraph, and this is what it says. This is the food plan. It will get rid of the outer manifestation fat. It is only part of the program. The 12 steps will take care of our living problems. You may ask, can I get it? Excuse me, can I do it? Yes, the key is within yourself. All you need is honesty, willingness, and an open mind. Many of the things you hear here will sound strange at first. Just listen to the new ideas. Let them flow over you. Give these concepts time to settle. A choice is open to you. You can choose to become responsible to yourself for yourself. Learn one day at a time to like and love yourself. Recovery begins here. The choice is yours. Keep coming back. And that, for me, says it all. And also, what happened for me was that once I had this gray sheet in my hand and I looked at the gray sheet, I knew that that was the that was going to address my problems because I am I have an allergy to refined carbohydrate and sugar. So that's potatoes, beans, corn, peas, and of course, bread, flour of any kind of flour. So you know what? This was easy for me because I didn't eat anything from a box or a bag. I went to the farmer's market. I got fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, protein from the store, different kinds of proteins. And I fit. And also, when I started off, I didn't weigh and measure. Today, I weigh and measure. Weighing and measuring for me today takes the whole weight off of it, the WEIGH off of it, the weight. And what happens for me is when I Okay, so I started off, and my sponsor said, you can have a plate full of food. If you can pile it high if you want. You can have a whole chicken, she said. I have a whole chicken. Because chicken does not have any refined carbohydrate in it. You can even have the skin of the chicken. So I thought, well, I'm in heaven. I can have a whole chicken. And then I could have vegetables and I could have one fruit in the morning, just one fruit. And also there were certain fruits that were not on the sheet. So those fruits were not involved. For example, there are certain fruits that I just don't eat. I don't eat cherries. I don't eat watermelon, and that's that. I don't eat very sugary fruits. You know, I'm just going to do some reading here. Let's see how much time I have left. Oh, it's oh, I have plenty of time. So. Also on the sheet, it says it has the 12 steps. Look, it has the 12 steps right here, right on this gray sheet. So all you need is this sheet. And then it tells you your food portion sizes. In the beginning, I didn't have to worry about the portion. Like I said, just as long as I didn't have refined carbohydrates or sugars. That's how I started. And my sponsor said, read the first step. Just read the first step. And I started reading the first step in the 12 and 12 from AA because I had that. And then I bought, well, this is an updated version. This is the second edition. There was a first edition. There were all kinds of other books. And then there's this book. This is the book. This is the book. The book. The big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Now, I will tell you, I got this big, big book and I thought I could read it without my glasses, but no luck. And I want to read you one paragraph right here. This is on page 100 of the big book. And this is in Working with Others. Working with others is also so important to my program. I have a sponsor and I have th three sponsees. Both you, now this is page 100. Both you and the new man, new person, must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize that the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. Follow the dictates of a higher power, and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world. No matter what your present circumstances. That's it for me. That's all I need to know, that I have someone greater than myself, who I call God, nature, whatever you want to call it. You can have your own concept of a higher power. That's beautiful to me. And in addition to that, you don't have to follow the gray sheet. You can have whatever you want, but to me, the important part was following somebody else, a sponsor, eating the same way my sponsor ate. And my sponsee is the same thing. I can't really sponsor someone who eats things that I don't eat. You know why? Because then I might just decide to eat those things. So that doesn't work for me. And a lot of people don't want my gray sheet. So if you don't want my gray sheet, you don't want me. I don't care if you don't want my gray sheet. That works for me. You can find any food plan. I have a friend who's vegan on this in this program. I have a friend who's vegetarian in this program. But most people in general in OA don't eat sugars. I have a friend, he says, What did, how does he, where were the sugars? He's on this meeting. I forgot exactly how, I call it azúcar. I know somebody speaks Spanish. I got a Spanish teacher here on the meeting. I just call it azúcar because it sounds like, ugh. But you can, so you have the sponsor, you have the tools. I mean, you've got so many different things to do. And that is the key. So now you're not thinking about what you're going to eat all the time and how much you don't have to worry about that right now. First, you have to turn your will and your life over to the care of God. That's it. That's the third step. And that's what we've been working all this month in all the step meetings. March is the third month. Oh, I'm getting tired here. So I don't know what else I wanted to, oh, I wanted to read something else here. This is in the third step in our book. I mark things down. I would like to read that out loud. I have some few more minutes here. This is on page 19 of the third step. Often we caused ourselves problems because we didn't realize that there were some foods and eating behaviors we couldn't handle comfortably, and some we couldn't. Many members of OA have been able to identify certain foods and eating behaviors that lead us to compulsive eating. Accepting these facts about ourselves gives us hope, for we know by simply eliminating these foods and eating behaviors from our lives, we will experience fewer struggles with our disease. We are individual with their own individual nutrition. For some of us, for some, might be lethal for others. People who come to OA are sometimes confused by the lack of dietary regulations. If OA doesn't give us any rules to follow, they ask, how are we to find guidance? So we must avoid compulsive eating. The decision we have made in step three answers this important question. We have found that when we give up self-will regarding food and completely give our lives over to our higher power, we receive all kinds of guidance. So to me, between the sponsor, following the sponsor, you know, I sometimes used to say that my sponsor would never suggest me jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, that's a ridiculous analogy. One other thing that I've learned from this same other friend, I don't eat after dinner. I have this neon sign. It's really not in my kitchen. Maybe I haven't made, you know, after dinner, the kitchen is closed. I get a big carafe of water, put it on my coffee table. That's it. Once I'm done with dinner, now believe it or not, I haven't had my dinner yet. I thought this was a 25-minute. Thank you. I have 7 minutes left, according to my Apple thing, my little thing, phone. Anyway, so you know what? I'm going to leave you with one other. I'm going to be one other thing, and then I'm going to leave you. So I'm going to give you the ding. This is one page 164. This is the last page in. We're in the big book again. Always in the big book. The big book has all the answers here. 164, and this is the part where I'm gonna might have to cry a little bit. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Oh, it's only suggestions. It's only suggestions. Right. I'm reading anyway. Okay, please see to it that your relationship with God is right and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to God and to your fellows. That's all of you. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Keep coming instead.